Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Dade County voters will decide in November whether to shift more of the cost of county government from property taxes to sales tax. The Dade County Board of Commissioners has voted to place a floating local option sales tax, or FLOST, referendum on the November 3rd general election ballot. If approved, the additional 1 cent sales tax would be used to help provide property tax relief, allowing more county revenue to come from consumer spending rather than property ownership. County officials say the proposal would broaden the tax base by having visitors, travelers, commuters, and others who shop in Dade County help fund local government services instead of relying as heavily on property owners. Commissioners say the measure comes as the county continues to face rising costs for health insurance, fuel, and other operating expenses, while property tax revenues have remained relatively flat. The board also approved to place the transportation special purpose local option sales tax referendum on that November ballot, and if approved, that 1 cent sales tax would be dedicated to transportation improvements, including road paving, bridge repairs, and other eligible projects. Commissioners say they'll spend the coming months educating residents about both referendums before voters make a final decision on November 3rd.
A Georgia Environmental Protection Division consent order cites more than 100 wastewater permit violations at the McLemore Water Reclamation Facility in Rising Fawn and temporarily halts all new development at the resort. State inspectors documented 112 violations over nearly 4 years and reported the treatment plant was short-circuiting because of heavy wastewater flow. McLemore must submit a new corrective action plan. While company officials say testing shows little long-term impact to nearby streams.
That's Chris Goforth reporting. In addition, that consent order also includes a civil penalty of $112,000, although the facility may reduce or eliminate that penalty by completing state-approved corrective actions. With the 4th of July holiday behind us, road construction projects resume this week across northwest Georgia, southeast Tennessee, and northeast Alabama. Motorists should expect lane closures, reduced speeds, and possible delays as crews return to work on highway resurfacing, bridge improvements, and maintenance projects. You're reminded to slow down, stay alert in work zones, and allow extra travel time, especially during the morning and afternoon commute. And remember, you can stay ahead of those delays with traffic updates from Commander Chuck every morning and afternoon here on Classic Hits. It's KWIN. Students interested in earning college credit while still in high school are encouraged to attend an upcoming Northeast Alabama Community College dual enrollment meeting. Representatives from the college will be at North Sand Mountain High School tomorrow at 9 a.m. Central. The meeting is open to sophomores, juniors, and seniors interested in enrolling in fall dual enrollment classes. School officials also remind juniors and seniors planning to participate in the work release program that they should pick up the necessary paperwork during that meeting. Now, students and parents are encouraged to attend if they'd like more information about dual enrollment opportunities for the upcoming school year. And the Bank of Dade is partnering with a hand-up ministry to help area residents build stronger financial skills through a free basic financial management class. That class will be held this evening at 6 o'clock at a hand-up ministry. That's at 12544 North Main Street in Trenton. That's right next to Gross Furniture. Participants will receive practical guidance on topics including saving money, creating a budget, financial planning, and building long-term financial stability. Bank of Dade says the class is designed to provide basic financial management tools that can help individuals and families make informed financial decisions. The public is invited to attend. Organizers encourage anyone interested in improving their financial knowledge to participate. In sports, despite a rally in the bottom of the ninth inning, the Braves still came up one run short, lost 10-9 yesterday afternoon to the Mets. They'll look to split that series evenly with the Mets, hopefully with a win coming up tonight. The Ford leadoff show at 6 o'clock, first pitch at 7:15 this evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. And Chase Briscoe won the NASCAR Cup Series yesterday afternoon at the Chicagoland Speedway. He held off teammate Christopher Bell by just 0.2 seconds to secure his first victory of the season. That's your KWIN News update. Stay up to date at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.